Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, an academic take on invented languages, from hacker Pig Latin to the optimistic origins of Esperanto. And a new book argues that amateur spirit drives America's innovation and very identity. From homebrew geneticists to YouTube stars, we'll hear about the achievements of Bush Leaguers unburdened by expertise. But we begin with the gray lady's past. 5 years ago, the New York Times moved into a gleaming new office tower in Midtown Manhattan. The shimmering structure by Starkitect Renzo Piano was commended for being green and digital ready. Half a block away, the paper's archives could not be more dissimilar. The sub-sub-basement, affectionately known as the morgue, is cramped with hundreds of cabinets, stuffed with 12 million clippings and more than 6 million photographs from the paper's 160-year history. Now, social media-fueled nostalgia is adding value to the place where print news goes to die. Here with more on the morgue is Jessica Bennett, executive editor at Tumblr, the microblogging site which recently launched a new editorial arm. Jessica, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, a lot of people may know Tumblr as a place where, you know, collections of photos like animals with stuffed animals or babes of NPR are posted. Now launching editorial content, why is Tumblr going in this direction?
You know, there are a ton of LOL cats on the platform, and there's a ton of silly stuff, but there's also some really fascinating things happening and some serious stories. So I came over from Newsweek a couple months ago to try to launch this arm where we can really showcase the creative work that's happening on the platform. And so, you know, that extends to the New York Times in this way because they've launched this really amazing photo blog where they showcase their archive.
Yeah, it's called Lively Morgue, I guess is what it's called. We do have a link to it at our website. So now, Tumblr, you've teamed up with WNYC, New York Public Radio, and produced an oral history project of the morgue. So what does a site founded on blogging and digital photographs take on a print media morgue as its first editorial project?
I know, it's a little bit funny, but, you know, I come from the print world, and I'm now in the new media world, and I think in some ways the morgue represents one of the things that we can't necessarily get from digital. And as we try to find new ways to showcase print in the web world, we're having to be really creative about it and really innovative.
So you went down into this morgue. Tell us a little bit about its history. I mean, where did the name morgue even come from?
So there are conflicting opinions about where the name morgue came from. For one, a lot of reporters would go down into the morgue when they needed to write an obituary because it was the place where all of the clippings were housed. So if you needed a biographical clipping of Richard Nixon, you know, every article ever written about him for the last 160 years would be down there, and you'd get this file and you'd spread it out across your desk and you'd take your research from that. So A, the obituaries. B, you know, in the print world, in the newspaper world, any story that is not alive is considered dead. So it's kind of a morgue for old stories.
Well, and it's interesting. The archives were once at the very heart of news organizations. You know, you mentioned reporters and editors going to scrounge for facts. Or in one case, you also write about on April 15th, 1912, two morgue keepers helped the Times scoop the world in its coverage of the Titanic because they had all these biographical histories, construction data. You know, it's just really something. But throughout the years, the numbers of employees fell away. It went deeper and deeper underground. Now just in one employee, the very dedicated Jeffrey Roth. Tell us a little bit about him and what he does down there all day.
Yeah, so, I mean, to go down to the morgue, you're going into this basement. You have to go three levels down. It's a sub-sub basement. You can't hear anything in the outside world. There's no internet. There's no cell phone reception. So it's actually like being in a different world, so far away from the swanky, all-glass building of the New York Times that you mentioned. So what Jeff does, the very dedicated morgue keeper, is he goes down there, he pulls clippings for the obituary desk. And in addition to the clippings themselves, the newspaper clippings, there's this trove of photos going back years and years and years. And a lot of those photos actually run in the newspaper every day, you know.
I've seen them from the archives.
Yes. So every time you see a photo in the Times, it says from the archives, somebody is having to physically walk down to the sub basement, find the file that houses the photo, and bring it back up to the light of day.
He's made some really interesting discoveries, too, since joining the morgue in 1993, hasn't he?
Yeah, so the way that people at the Times like to talk about the morgue and the value of it is this kind of serendipitous nature. You know, you might go in looking for one thing, but you come out finding something completely different. And so Jeff, over the years, has had these amazing discoveries. He found some unpublished photos of Jimi Hendrix from Woodstock that nobody knew existed because say that again?
It was misspelled Hendrix,
R-I-C-K. Yes, Hendrix, C-K. So he came across this, and then recently he was looking in some file that was the NYPD, the New York Police Department tactical unit for something completely unrelated, and ended up coming across these photos that were the first photos ever taken at the end of the Stonewall riots, the riots that launched the gay rights movement, and nobody knew that these existed yet again. And he just stumbled across the negatives, and then they ended up printing them and actually running them on the Times website.
We're talking about the New York Times morgue and its morgue keeper. Our guest is Jessica Bennett. She's executive editor at Tumblr. Now, Tumblr has a new storyboard editorial section, and it collaborated with WNYC in New York to create an oral history of the morgue, yet another twist on the multimedia platform here. And here's a clip from the web video Tumblr produced as part of the project. This is Darcy Evely. She's a photo editor talking about why she cherishes the morgue.
You can't touch digital. You know, you could look and it's easier to look at, it's faster to look at, but it feels like this is, in a weird way, a little more permanent than digital. Digital seems to just go away so fast. And this is still here 100 years later.
She's getting at this idea of the tangible versus the digital, the temporary versus the permanent, which is really at the nut of the shift from traditional journalism and new media. So can this morgue, can it be a kind of cause for an argument that print really does matter?
I think in some ways, yes. I mean, so what the Times is doing on its lively morgue Tumblr is that it's reproducing and scanning a few photos every week that come from the morgue, and so that they're available to this mass digital audience that would probably never know that these photos existed otherwise. And that is wonderful, and I think that they've found this new audience, but there really is something very human, very visceral about going down into this place and holding these photos that are from a different era and a different generation and seeing on the back the original writing and notes from the photographer, you know, how much they were paid for the photo, $3 or whatever it was at the time. And I do think that, you know, in this digital age, everything moves so quickly, and being able to physically hold something kind of makes you stop and have to think and pause for a moment.
Wow. Yeah. And as she mentioned, the smell, there will never be a smell to digital.
Exactly. And the smell is amazing. I mean, you know, I'm a journalist, so I love this stuff, but I truly think that anyone who went down there would find it absolutely riveting.
Well, you also note that if the lively morgue were to post 10 new archival images each week, it would take until the year 3935 to post every one of them. I want to thank you, Jessica, for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jessica Bennett, executive editor of Tumblr. It's the blogging site that has just launched an editorial arm called Storyboard. And you can find a link to their very first project on the New York Times morgue. It's produced in collaboration with WNYC. And we posted a video about the Times archive. We also have a link to the Lively Morgue Tumblr and more about the project at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, coming up, we're going to hear a scholarly analysis of invented languages from Elvish to Esperanto. That's when Word of Mouth continues.